Now we've got a call from Jacqueline in Michigan who wants to expand her attic into some living space. Tell us about it.
It's very large. It's 35 feet long by 28 feet wide, and it has a 14-foot peak ceiling at a 45-degree angle. Now, it's got plenty of room to live in. We've put rafter drop supports in at 10 feet across on the top so that we can have storage space on top. It does have two vents. We have put DuraVent in between each rafter, and I'm having a little problem with mold trying to grow on the wood against the roofing nails where the DuraVent is. This is an uninsulated bare roof to the board, and we're going to insulate it. But with the mold issue, I'm wondering, can I put, I know there's outside vents that are supposed to go underneath the overhang, but how many should I have? Should I have one under each rafter or run in between each rafter, or can I go like every other rafter? I can't find any information about it.
The best venting you would have is continuous venting. So you would want to replace your soffit material, which I'm presuming is probably wood right now, with perforated soffit material that's going to be made of vinyl. So the entire soffit, the entire overhang, is in fact perforated. Now, viewing this from the street, you won't see, the traditional holes where they have vents installed. It'll look like it's solid, but it's really made up of thousands of little holes, and that's going to let a lot of air into that soffit area. The second thing that you need to do is to increase the ridge ventilation. I don't know if you have a ridge vent across the peak, but if you don't, you ought to install one.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome, Jacqueline. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.